Hi everybody, hope you're having a great day so far. Before you start today's episode, I just want to give you a small reminder to hit that subscribe button wherever it is that you're listening to today's podcast. And also, if you have the time, if you could feel free to leave us a review, that would help us out tremendously. There are some weird podcast algorithms that are out there. Too scientific for me to comprehend or explain, but it would help us out tremendously if you did that. Thanks for listening to the Northern Nerd Podcast. The time had finally come for the After Hours crew to get back together once again, and we were so happy to talk about New Year's anti-resolutions. So you're going to be hearing some of those, some things that we want to do worse in 2023. We also shared what it's like getting older and like our New Year's Eve expectations, and then also gave our recommendations as always and filled in the rest of the hour and a half with whatever the heck we could come up with. So enjoy our ramblings. Enjoy this After Hours episode. Thanks for tuning in. James, Ian, is that you? It's been a little while, but good to see you guys. We're back down at the Whistlepunk After Hours, getting together for, well, another After Hours episode. Welcome on to the show, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, hey.
You had me scared. I thought you had, like, Alzheimer's. You're like, James, Ian, are these my peoples? Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
So you probably didn't recognize us because we don't hang out other than this.
No, just strictly podcast.
Yeah, we're only podcast friends. Yeah.
Podcast friends, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell you guys do in your off time.
No.
And I don't want to know.
It's okay.
But for the next hour, I'm dialed in.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we survived, made it to the new year. Did you guys get wild and crazy on New Year's Eve?
No. I got old. I started getting old.
Yeah.
We laid low.
I wish I could say I did, but I'm old as well. It used to be my favorite time of year. Like, I was all about the New Year's party, the let's get wild. It's more like, all right, it's midnight, we can go home. We went to a house party, just had some hors d'oeuvres, maybe played a little Codenames.
Ooh,
you ever play
crazy.
Codenames? You guys ever play?
I don't think I play.
That's a rec. That you can put that on
board game recs.
Board game recs, Codenames, Kaler.
Mm-hmm.
Good time.
What year do you think is like the cutoff for when you stop going out for?
I think it's more about like once your entire, I would say once like your friend group is all coupled.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're all couples, like there's no single people really. Like that's
mm-hmm.
just got to that point. You're in your 30s. Like everyone's either married, having. That's why would you go to a bar? There's 10 of you. Go to a house, have a snack, hang out.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to do it.
So I guess some it happens earlier than that, but like 29, 28, like you're not going out to, you're not buying the bottle service, you're not fighting the crowds.
Yeah.
I guess I'm trying to apply this to more than just Hayward because we don't really have like
bottle service.
We don't have like the line.
What?
You go to cities, it's like cover charge.
Oh
like
yeah.
Wait in line.
No, for sure.
I think most people avoid that by the time we're like around 30. I think you still chase the dream until then. Like even if you're like in a relationship, but
I think it also ebbs and flows. I think generally mm-hmm. speaking, you're done by that point. But I think there's like some, you know, some late game like resurgence. You see people who are like a little bit older who are just tearing it up on New Year's as well.
Yeah,
they're kind of like reclaiming some of the glory. I think you get like it's not necessarily a set path. Like once you're stop doing that, like you're just done forever.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's like a romantic like element to New Year's Eve, like that night, because if you're just like full of shit, you're like everything will be different tomorrow. I'm gonna stick to these resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight I might murder someone. But if I get away with it, I'm gonna be a better person tomorrow. No,
that's my New Year's. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I feel like
there's so much hope. Like, it's New Year's is actually always kind of fun because people, I think, have like a, it's like you reflect on the past year, but then you reflect on the future. So like, if, especially if you're like, you think about your friends, you think about where you're going, but also you're getting hammered. So it's kind of conflicted. You're like, what am I doing? But it is an interesting holiday.
Yeah.
To call it, to say the least.
Yeah. Well, and I think to, yeah, touch on your point, like it's romanticized. Like if you, like even the, when Harry met Sally, you know, like the iconic scene when like they're like, oh, well, you know, we've always had these feelings for each other, but haven't known how to articulate it. And it all comes together on New Year's Eve. Or
great movie, by the way.
Even Forrest Gump, Lieutenant Dan, and Forrest.
I feel like there's a How I Met Your Mother that's done that too.
I mean, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. They jump on all the tropes.
Uh huh.
But yeah, like it is, I don't know. There is like a weird social thing about it. Like where you're like reflect on your life, I guess, for some reason, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think New Year's is like it's a cultural thing, you know. It's like all around the world, everyone celebrates it in their own ways. So I think it is important acknowledging the changing of the year, something new.
Mm-hmm. And that's like the whole like the like kiss someone at midnight thing. It's like in the years when you're single, you're like, I have nobody, and then like later in life, you're like, oh, where you at?
Come here, honey.
Yeah, honey. Yeah, it's like how it. You know, like you scramble or you're like stress out about it. So
I was asleep until I went to bed at like 9:30 and I woke up at 11:45 and I was like, all right, woke up at enough time.
You set alarm?
No, it just happened naturally.
You're like 11:45 alarm. You're like, I'm awake. We're partying.
I love learning about people's sleep habits as well through New Year's. Because like for me personally, like staying up past midnight is like almost a daily occurrence, I would say. Like it's maybe not quite, but like it's not unusual for me to stay up past midnight. So I hear a lot of people, and I talk to them about New Year's, they're like, whoa, God, like I would never, you know, like the idea of like being awake until midnight is just like unfathomable, like 9 p.m. or something like that, regardless of age. I know people all, you know, older, younger, not. It's just always an interesting thing, like talking to people about New Year's, because like, oh, yeah, well, no, I'll be in bed by 7:30. You know? So it's always interesting. I've always liked New Year's. I've always been into it. We've started lately, the last 2 or 3 years, we've started exploring celebrating other countries or other cultures' New Year's celebrations.
Okay.
So, like, 1 year, I know that we had...
Embrace the time zone? So, at, like, 7 p.m., just go ham? You're
no,
like,
not
it's,
really.
It's New Year's in, like, Bosnia. You're like, yeah. Like, set an alarm?
No, not so much that, but, like, learning about, like, what was one that we did this year was, in, like, Denmark, I think it's considered sort of a ritual to jump off of furniture. Or like, so like get up on a chair and then just jump down off of it. And like, you know, like putting money in your wallet, you know, like taking some money, putting it in your wallet. So like, you know, sowing the seeds of like prosperity in the new year, opening your front door and your back door and letting kind of like all the energy flow through. So we've done like a whole bunch of these different, look them up. There's all sorts of stuff.
It's energy kind of, or mosquitoes?
Well, right. Yeah. Hopefully there's not mosquitoes.
January, we got bigger problems.
If that happens, it's over here. If we have mosquitoes in the winter also, it will just kill everyone's morale.
That's like
snow mosquitoes.
Yeah.
That's like a horror movie. Like,
coming to Netflix.
Like, you thought they were just in the summer.
Yeah, look out.
Coming in 2023.
Snow mosquitoes.
Snow mosquitoes. No one's safe anymore. It's just like skiers out doing the Berkey and just swarms of mosquitoes. Like, ah!
It's just
the
someone,
mosquito patch.
It's just someone
save
with
save yourself.
It's just someone with a pump shotgun trying to shoot these tiny like. Like I can't hit them. You're like yeah,
and the soundtrack is just that high pitch like.
Gosh, no, that'd be the worst because like one of the perks of living in Wisconsin is like
they
only having that a short season.
Yeah. They go away at some point.
Mm-hmm.
One of the perks of living almost anywhere else is they don't get them at all, though.
This is true. So, it's our state bird. Yeah,
we're like hostages. We're like, well, half the year ain't so bad.
It's been pretty good. Like, meanwhile, the mosquito is like holding a cue card. Like, here's what you say.
Right.
It's like, he gets angry, but then sometimes he leaves me alone.
It's like an abuse victim.
Josh.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Like, oh. No, highs and lows, seasons.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys big New Year's resolution guys?
So, I was thinking, I think they're corny, but I think they're important.
Okay.
So, yes, I do think if there's something that you're really been weighing on you that you need to improve, I think it's important. It's like, it's an easy reason to just like start. It's a starting point. Mm-hmm. It's elite. So I gave up tobacco and nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still like chewing these like fake pouches that have nothing in them. It's more just like the mouth.
Yeah. Like, texture
like,
and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. The oral kind of thing.
The fixation.
But, so that was my kind of thing. I know a lot of people do Dry January or it's like start the gym membership. I did start working out again, but it is a nice regroup. Like, it's like, let's do this. But mm-hmm. I think people that like go like completely insane with them is like, it's like, well, you could have done that. You can do that any time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And like avoid, like, why not February or December, the month before? So,
mm-hmm.
But I think people get the push from it.
Yeah.
But I was saying we should do a bit about, like, how do we become worse people?
Anti-resolutions?
Yeah.
Mm. Ah.
And I want you guys all, like, should we go around?
Give our anti-resolutions, James?
Yeah, like, yeah, what are we trying to do worse this year? Because it's always about how are you going to better yourself mm-hmm. in 2023?
Right.
Yeah. How are we going to be worse? It does something serious. Like, what are you just not, you're done with, or what are you not going to do?
I think I want to eat more ice cream.
So, calorie, like, you're not on a calorie.
Well, just like, I don't know, make a point of emphasis to go you're get like, ice cream more.
I think that's a great idea.
I feel like.
Yeah, I don't think that makes you a worse person. I think that you could consider it an unhealthy habit, perhaps, if yeah. it's like extreme.
No, but
I'm not talking
a lot
daily.
Lot of people's New Year's resolutions would be eat less ice cream. Mm-hmm. We're going. Eat more.
Eat more.
So how much is more?
I would say on average, well, this wouldn't be in like the winter months, but in the summer months, like let's say starting in May, Claire and I go like almost every Sunday to get Sunday scoops from West Dairy. But maybe I might implement that a little bit earlier. Start by going in March and maybe going through.
What about you don't tell her you go on your own?
Go on my own.
Like,
ooh.
Sneak. You're that's behind her back.
Ooh. Sneaking around eating ice cream without without her knowing.
Right.
You come home late. She's like, where you been? You just covered
with Ben and Jerry.
You're covered in sprinkles.
You got rock and road on your breath.
Yeah. I know that smell.
You come home every night. Just, I know what you've been up to. Smelling of cappuccino chip.
Just in an empty parking lot somewhere, just drowning my sorrows with this ice cream. Yeah. All right, so more ice cream.
Right. Right on.
That's all my goal.
I think my anti-resolution, or is that what we're calling them?
Yeah, sure. Anti-resolution.
Is to be...
Your dissolution?
To be less nice.
In what regard?
Just be mean. Like, I don't...
Overall?
I just...
Grade meaner?
Nobody gets a filter. Just
no,
everybody.
No, I just get invited to too many things.
Yeah.
Because I'm friendly. And I'm like down. I'm like, yeah, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
but just be more honest with that. Like,
yeah,
it's stuff you don't want
to
do.
Well,
it's
encounter this
in the moment.
We will experience it.
No, in the moment, in the moment, I'm like, yeah, that sounds awesome. 2 days later, when the event comes up, and I've like had a
couple
sleeps,
actually have to drive there.
I'm like, what? What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess be less nice, like. Quit opening doors for people. Don't wave. Maybe a little more less eye contact. I'm like, just be generally ruder, like a worse person. Like, whatever you can do. I just don't want to get invited to things. I'm getting old.
What about boat days, though, in the summer? If somebody has a boat.
You know,
say, James, come on out.
Yeah.
You're going to pass that
up? I'll hear it out.
feel it out, see if you got anything else going on.
But everyone breaks their resolutions after 3 months, so like we're meandering both seasons. I'll be back in the like
the nice mode. Yeah,
it'll be nice again. Maybe for the next 3 months, just leave me alone.
All right,
because I'm gonna be rude.
Fair enough.
I don't want to be your friend.
All right, Ian, how do you follow that?
Wow. Yeah. I think. Yeah. I mean, a good one could just be. It's like I'm just not gonna follow traffic laws anymore.
Just go for it.
Stop sign, like no.
What's
thanks.
That?
No thanks.
They're
I'm
just
good.
Suggestions.
Lanes. I don't know wherever I want to drive.
Well, especially in the wintertime. I mean, like I feel like that's
right?
justified.
Yeah, yeah. That's sort of like I think you posted that before of like the whole the whose line is it anyway? It's like where the you know the rules are all made up and you know just the points don't matter.
Yeah.
It's just sort of like. I'm driving my car. Just get out of the way.
Mm-hmm. You pull
Our
up
parking,
to a, you
like
pull
parking
up to
right
a
now?
Four-way stop sign.
I mean, you say pull up as if like I was going to stop.
You're not
it.
Even
just,
right away?
You mean a four-way intersection that I'm just driving through.
They just got to look out. You just like look out for
I
me.
Mean, I guess.
Yeah,
you
probably.
To.
Yeah.
That'd be New Year's resolution.
Danger.
Minor yeah. diversion. We saw a crazy
Who's
incident.
Who's your insurance? Company?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, not don't need to be mentioned right
we
now.
We saw a crazy, I won't get into too much details in case it's an ongoing investigation, but we saw a crazy incident. This is crazy. In Duluth, I'm just going to keep the details super vague because yeah. it's not all that important, but there was a person driving like a long van, like an Econo line, you know, think of that panel van.
Okay.
With a long trailer on it. I mean, not like your garden trailer you could put your lawnmower, like a 15 or 20 foot long big equipment trailer. And they were in this mall parking lot and they were like, I think trying to park in a spot.
Okay.
With this trailer, which physics says no to that. And they started backing it up and like smashed into a whole bunch of cars, like a whole mess of cars, including a sheriff's vehicle.
Oh,
it was wild. And we were watching it happen. Like what is happening? It was mind boggling. It was just wild.
that was part of their resolution.
I guess. Yeah. They're not following. So that was crazy. The other on the topic of New Year's resolutions, so like every Wednesday I do my little tap talk where I talk about beers and I do it kind of live, just
yeah.
whatever's on tap, new stuff. And sometimes these things just percolate into my head as I'm talking. And one of them came up and it was my idea for this year is new beers resolutions.
Okay.
So you could apply it to anything in your life, mm-hmm. but I think, you know, often people come in and usually what I try to do is match what they want, you know. They come in, I go, what do you like? Okay, they like IPAs, they like dark beers, they like light things, whatever it might be. And okay, oh, here, I recommend it. And a lot of times people stay in their lane with that. And so that's the new beers resolution is get out of your lane, try things that you otherwise either have tried in the past and not liked or you think you don't like but you've never actually tried.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so,
my challenge.
Like bully people into drinking something out of their element.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think broadening those horizons.
If necessary.
Yeah.
I think that's just a great anti-resolution. It's like, just be more of a bully.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
less polite.
Yeah. Like, just. You should, with your kids, like, you're just be like, I'm sick and tired. Your motherfucker's bullshit.
Just Samuel L. Jackson in front of my
yeah.
class.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I'm getting this clearly
yeah.
that you're in.
You have a sick. You have a. You have
instructing an elementary school teacher to bully his kids.
You're like,
I mean, because that's
kids,
how we grew up.
Today,
just to be fair.
Today we're gonna watch. We're gonna watch Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
James said it was cool.
Yeah.
We're gonna watch Pulp Fiction. I'm gonna swear at you.
It all sounds cool.
Yeah. I
don't
know,
man.
But
for real, teachers did bully us when we were kids. It was it was like a thing.
Well, the cool teachers would make fun of you.
Well, exactly.
And then,
it was like Cyclops.
So
yeah, especially gym teachers.
And
if
then,
you were a gym teacher 25 years ago, I guarantee you bullied kids.
And then the
it just happened.
The bad teachers would just find a reason to like yell at you. Like, so you're getting clowned.
My students like know they really messed up if I have to raise my voice. Like I don't do it often, but
right.
like
you but
know
that's
you.
That's a thing I learned that working with students that you have to if you're at this certain level all the time, you get to use that to your advantage of like if you get serious. Whereas like some teachers just yell the whole time. Right. So it never means anything.
Right.
Dog, yeah. Me and Ian we're in your class and we're hipping. We're drinking. We're drinking. We're smuggling.
So a real world example.
We're smuggling Capri Suns. And like we're just making a scene, and we're just like haha, like we're like
squirting each other with the Capri Sun.
We're hitting the gritty. We're dabbing. We're whatever these kids do. And we need a pep talk. Like, how are you gonna put us in our line? Are you going to go aggressive?
How many, warnings have I given you guys?
One.
One warning.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not like, we're like right in that borderline, but we're being like bad.
Mm-hmm.
So like second warning, you might have to just jump to the like the.
Okay.
How are you going to deal with this?
So.
How are you going to deal with this?
I would sit you guys down, call you over to my desk perhaps, and I would talk to you about the behavior that I'm witnessing and the kind of good behavior that I've seen out of you guys before.
Ooh, so
saying, I know like this is not your true character and I'm not sure why you're acting out this way. What are the expectations right now? If you look around the classroom.
It's a little bit of shame.
A little bit. Like if you look around
positive
the classroom,
shaming,
like what are we supposed to be doing?
Shaming.
Right. Yeah.
It's like using your better self to shame your current self into being your better self.
But just like trying to have like them critically think like, all right, well, here's the expectation. Like here's the set guideline, what we're supposed to be working on right now. Here's what we're actually doing. Like how do we get back to where what we should be doing? And if you can't meet that expectation, then there's going to be consequences like going down to see the principal or spending extra time in the classroom where we discuss and work out a plan and things like that.
I think you have the advantage of being a good person.
Yeah.
Like, but you're a good person, and people don't want to let you down. I think it plays differently for other people who are like, you know,
cynical.
Like if James and I were like saying it, they'd be like, I don't give a shit.
No. After he gave that great response, I was like, but child James says, shut up, bitch.
And slaps you across the face.
Yeah, and then I just like fucking shimmying like, and you're like, well, you have to go to the principal and be like, I thought so.
And this I know the weight.
And this is why there are people who are teachers, and then there are not people who are teachers.
Yeah,
it's a very rewarding job, but some days are hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good.
But it's good. I enjoy it.
And it's like you're meant to do it. It's your calling. I'm meant to give people beer and then BS with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm meant to do. And food occasionally.
Yeah.
Same.
Yep.
So, speaking of school and my students, they wrote letters to Santa some time ago. Do you guys remember, like, writing letters to Santa? And, like, what was the most obscure thing that you asked for?
Oh, God. Mm. I guess I can only relate this to what's the best gift I ever got?
Yeah,
I don't remember asking. Like, I want to say it was like the first Sony PlayStation.
Ooh, okay,
that was a big get.
I didn't think I was gonna get it. Get. The parents came through.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. It was broken. It was like a
oh no.
But for some reason,
it was like a knockoff.
No, it was. If you turn it upside down, it worked. I don't know how we figured that out. It was before YouTube and like Google, like PlayStation ain't working. What am I gonna do? I think we just like flipped upside down.
Yeah.
And it worked. So it worked for years.
I don't.
It was a defaulty, but that was like I was like, oh, we got the PlayStation, like
because
mm-hmm. we didn't get.
Yeah.
Normally it was like you get the one thing you asked for, but we didn't get a lot extra. But
mm-hmm.
I think I remember being like, oh my God, I have a PlayStation.
That was a big deal. Like
the
that
first
was
one. Because that was such a big leap from the Nintendo 64.
But that follows sort of in a category.
And that was the age where I could appreciate it.
But I think that like that follows like from a category of people maybe who are 30 plus that can relate back to having grown up with like the original Nintendo.
Yeah, which.
Or even Atari that we had like as kids. I didn't have any of it until the PlayStation was the first thing. But the gaming console, because there was nothing. They were expensive and they were so primitive compared to what we're used to now. But at the time they were the height of technology and of like the advancement. And I feel like for kids now, maybe there's something somewhat comparable, but it's so developed down that world that like you know, that it's not, I don't think it probably has the same pop as it did of like a kid who gets the newest Xbox or the PlayStation 5 or whatever the most current thing is. All those other things still exist. And like even having like a basic PlayStation now would be like trash. Although maybe they're coming back into fashion as with all these things. But like, like you were saying, that was like, that was a big deal. Like that carried some weight. Whereas I don't know if it does the same with the kids now because there's so much more entertainment stuff. Do you get what I'm saying? Like the video game concept at that point was like really a big get. And now it would be less of a big deal, I feel
in
the grand
scheme. Like when you were home, you were just home. Like you weren't
the world
on your,
was smaller though.
Well, everything was smaller because you weren't you weren't seeing what your friends got. You weren't seeing what your friends were up to. Like you were just home. Like you were with your family, and whether your family life was good or bad. So like a thing like a game console, like maybe that meant like more. Like because you're like, I have this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't even know if my friends got it, but I got it.
Yeah.
And this is like gonna it was just it's different. So like but yeah, it was just a disconnected world where I think it was just such a different like perspective, I guess.
And
I don't know if like
that was like even before like online gaming became a thing. Because you'd go over to other people's houses to play their console kind of thing.
You didn't know what they had. Like you'd show up and like, what do they got? Like
Battletoads. Do you remember Battletoads for regular Nintendo? Mm-hmm. Oh. That was
your jam?
It was so hard. It was like the hardest game ever. Like you would it was just whoever got the furthest was the, you know, that was the only task. No one
was it like Frogger?
No one would win it. No, you're like falling down a big pit always and you had to jump from side to side and but so my Christmas thing ties in. I think for me it probably goes like it was probably like Legos or something. Something Lego like. I was also really into like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters were big.
What
when
was
I was
the
kid.
Thing that was like Legos, but it was Kinects or
With the metal where you could build the big.
Or what the fuck was it? I think it was Kinects or something like that.
That sounds familiar.
Well, right.
Those
were
huge.
They were like the square. Or
yeah,
like,
it was more
like a plus sign if you cut.
Yeah,
them, kind
you
of
could
cross
build.
Section.
I think it was something like that. That was before.
But like,
Lego,
but toys. Like I can remember distinctly the phase of where toys were a big deal. And that was even like G.I. Joes or action figures of like Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, like I said, for me, in my era. Mm-hmm. And I can remember now like the joy that you got for that tangible thing of like the toy, which now like as an adult you look and you're like, yeah, all right, it's kind of cool, but like you don't see the magic in it.
Mm-hmm.
And how that transcends into like, you know, I think my comparable thing, I guess, for me now would be, I don't know, for like, it's like here at my bar with like my beer stuff. I just recently put a different tap handle on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a similar amount of joy that I got from doing that process as from being a kid of getting toys. It was something to like play with that you took joy in.
Mm-hmm.
So that for me was probably that.
I think it's kind of funny now because like it's reversing back to like in a digital world, people want actually things you can hold in your hand, like actual.
Right.
So like that's why vinyls are like vinyl records are making a comeback, or like like sports cards and Pokemon cards have made a huge because it's something you can. It's like in a world of crypto and fake money, it's like no, this is something that I own and people want to buy.
They want those tactile things.
I feel like we're going to have rotary dial phones back pretty soon.
Yeah. I mean, I could see like people going back to, well, just even like you think about, I don't know, how many people spend their time like trying to, what's the word I'm looking for here? I don't know, like that nostalgia. Now that they have like adult money, like going back to like buy some of those things that they wanted
the
when they were
can,
kids.
They collect, they seek, they want to go back to that fun time.
Uh-huh.
So they can buy like they've made good money and they're like, I want the original Pac-Man. Like they spend their crazy money to acquire things that are like, what? Why would you buy that? But
yeah,
they're seeking that.
Like,
yeah, kind of that.
I recently bought a Nintendo 64 off of like Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
No, something as a kid I wanted, but I already had a PlayStation PlayStation 2. My parents were like, well, you don't need two video game systems. But right. it was one that I always enjoyed playing at, like, my friend's cabin or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Doing that or, like...
Pokemon Stadium, bro.
That. And, yeah, Mario Party.
Mario Kart.
Claire and I play that now.
It was good and, for Mario Kart, for sure, with the joystick.
Yeah. So it's just one of those things, like, it's so simple and it's, like, terrible graphics, but...
Yeah.
You still have, like, just that nostalgia of, oh, I woke up at 2 a.m. to play this at my cousin's house while everyone was sleeping.
Right. But there's something, like, so simple about it that's, like, relaxing. Like, in a world where you're always on your phone, you're doing emails, and you're doing everything, it's like, oh, like, and the new video games, like the Call of Duty, like, all the Warzone, like, these are stressful. You have to be, like aware. It's like, I kind of like the idea of just, like, all right, Mario Kart, I'm just going to drive this cart.
I'm going to play the computer.
Slang around some corners.
50cc.
Yeah, like, I'm going to get a W. I'm going to feel good about myself.
Yeah, a little confidence boost.
Yeah, it's like, and then, like, it's just simple. Like, it's like, it takes your brain, it's like an escape, but it's not a stressful, like, I think a lot of people get.
I love the old school arcade games. I'm all about all that. I hate the new, I shouldn't say hate. The world of modern video games passed me by. When Halo really started coming out, I started playing Halo with like friends when I was like, you know,
I think like 2014, I did like the Call of Duty online.
I never got
in
into
the
it.
Madden online.
It's just passed me. It's 15. Passed me by.
Yeah. And it was still like, I was like, I'm not cut out for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So once Halo came out, it was kind of one of those things like.
Yeah. Cause I was like, oh, wow, this game. Cause I remember playing. You know, game. Yeah, whatever. I don't need to have a longer conversation.
No, but I think like a lot of people
like if really we reached the northern nerd section of this, the nerd.
No,
part,
no, 100%. Though
you still have to go yet.
I think a lot of people, a lot of people that listen to this, if they shout out the. Also, we should shout out our listeners. Anyone listens to this?
Hey, the guy that listened to or watched the bear after our triple wreck, we're gonna shout out you right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Who is it?
I'm having a brain fart. I want to say it's Chris.
You might be Chris. Chris, thank you.
I know you.
Yes. Hope you love
I
the
know
bear.
You. Mm-hmm. I'm forgetting your name.
We're glad
also,
you enjoyed
we're
the bear.
Shout out Jordy.
Triple wreck.
Shout out Jordy. He's been bitching. We haven't had an episode
Jordy's
in a while.
Officially set, I think, the new world record of kombucha consumed at the Whistle Punk.
Oh, and the...
Recently.
And the... Nitro coffee.
Well, he already held the cold brew. That's untouchable.
Yeah, he's
no
a,
one's touching
he's a beast.
Jordy's cold brew record.
Yeah.
But the kombucha is now under his belt as well. We're going to have to put his name on the wall here.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a great idea. Get a plaque.
And also first...
I'll throw it down for a
first
plaque.
First lost and found baby nook that we had, yeah.
He lost his baby here?
Well, he left it here, and then I kept it, and then he returned it. And he came back and got it.
You know, little Jordy corner here.
That's where we're, the Jordy corner.
Hey, he's going to listen to us, so shout out Jordy. We love you.
We love you.
He's not mowing the lawn right now, though.
Shout out Lennox. Shout out Danny.
Yeah.
The fam.
Just the fam. Yeah, I'd say the thing that I wanted.
What about you? Favorite?
A PlayStation 2 was the big thing.
Yeah.
That was like the one
writing,
that I remember.
Do you remember like writing it? Like, do you remember crafting the note
Were
to
you
Santa?
Surprised? Did you ask for it? Did you have a feeling you were going to get it?
I was surprised. I got it from my dad. And it was funny because him and his friend were trying to, like, set it up on the TV. And they had the hardest time, like, trying to figure it out. I'll remember that. And I remember playing NFL 2K3 on it.
Oh, yeah.
And, just a lot of good memories on that. I don't know. It was one of those things where, I wasn't really expecting it, but was like kind of hopeful about it. And I think seeing that now with like my students, when they like write their letters to Santa, you know, the technology has changed and things like that, but the magic is still there when they write it. And just like
it's
that
the same kind of desire or the same sort of wishful kind of thing.
Well, just like
the item itself doesn't really matter that much. It's mostly the,
just like their
the magic,
their genuineness towards it. And like, I don't know, like reading in the paper when they put like all my students, letters to Santa, that's probably one of my favorite things about being a teacher. It's just like the wholesomeness of all that. Like, all right, sent in a letter to Santa now.
Yeah.
You get to see what all the kids wrote and things like that. Like, I don't know. that's one of the top tier things for me. So I think that's cool. One of the more rewarding parts about it all.
Mm. Nice. Do you guys have any goals for 2023? Like, whether it's a vacation or things you want to do, or business or work?
Nope.
Yeah.
So these are not our anti-resolutions, but these are actual goals that we want to set. Okay.
Yes. I just felt like that had...
No, yeah.
It was too funny to not say it.
Yeah.
No.
Rob being aspirational and be like, no.
Not.
No. This year I quit.
Yeah, that's it.
I quit.
Throwing it in.
Out.
I think mine's not that serious. Like, I just want to be healthier and also have a great vacation this year. Pretty simple.
Like, what's that's gonna be? All right, define a great vacation for you.
I want to go to a place I've never been, an island like vibe for like 10 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I want to be generally healthier. So like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hit the gym, a little less drinking. Like,
yeah.
I think that'd be a great 2023. One killer vacation and a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
No, seems those are good.
It's very good.
Ian.
You got a work thing? Anything you want to like expand or?
I would say mine that aligns a lot with what I was thinking. So generally speaking, yeah, healthier. Like I found the tactic of like of signing up for events to force yourself into exercise. So like two days from now, I'm skiing like a 42K ski race.
You dumb motherfucker! Yeah. What are you doing? Right.
I've also already signed up for the Berkey, and I signed up for another one too. So I have like 3 ski races in the next month and a half. So I'm just going to have to be there for them. Generally speaking, though, getting into a better rhythm with that and just more of like a balanced lifestyle with, you know, all those things. Getting back to the fitness that I really enjoy up here. But we have one trip already booked. We already booked one. We're going to San Francisco.
Oh, shit.
In the spring and then kind of the surrounding area. So we're really excited about that. And so, yeah, just the ability to kind of have the good fortune to be able to travel and find new, cool places. I think that's what I found living in this area that is a vacation land in itself, that to live here. I think we've talked about this before, though, that like it's a really cool place, but there are times of the year where it's like, it's nice if you can get away from here for a bit. And for me, that's sort of fall, spring, generally. Mm-hmm. I mean, like in that ballpark, because it's usually when things are a little bit quieter. So that's where we try to do that. So that would be part of it. And then, here, I think, for the business now, it's 6 years for us coming up in this next month. And so things are like really kind of stable, which is weird. To not have a position where things are constantly like changing so much all the time. So I think it's like being able to settle in with that and just, you know, really solidify things. And we have some goals here. There's a lot of stuff we want to do. And probably the biggest part of that. So I would say the big goals would be, generally healthier lifestyle, you know, pursue more fitness, enjoy the traveling. And then for us, take the vehicle of the business here and just kind of fine tune it in a way that it's hopefully operates really well so we can support our staff. But then the bigger part is to find how we can turn it into a vehicle to support our community more strongly. Cause hopefully if we get to the point where the business is doing well enough, the more money we can contribute back. Like that's our goal, is to like use it as a way to support our local, you know, causes, our communities. Like, we get so much love that comes in here. It's like to just turn it around. That's the main goal. So that's probably it for me. Those big things.
I would ask Dalton, what's your plan for the Northern Nerd? Like, what are you looking to do with the brand? And and you can go personal too, but I was just like everything.
Yeah. I'd say as far as the Northern Nerd goes, just doing more community events. Last year did about 5 different community events between pizza parties, pumpkin smash, and then right towards the end of the year we did the community skating party at the Tot Lot.
That was super cool.
And that was a magical night. And I think just looking to do more of those things. I don't know. I just love getting people together and experiencing, like, I don't know, whether it's something as simple as like a pizza party, people just eating food, hanging out, and just having a great time to celebrate either the end of the school year or the beginning of the school year, or something as quirky as smashing pumpkins in a parking lot while listening to rock music. Like, I don't know, just those different things. So I feel like it'd be really cool to do more things like that, and not having like any idea off the table as far as what we could do in the community, regardless of age. I think like a lot of people say like, well, like Hayward's just an older person community, but I think like a lot of younger people are looking for stuff to do and things like that. So providing those events and things like that where people can come together and experience that, is really something I aim to do. But I'd say personally, just, I don't know, continuing to, be a good husband and someone that can take care of the household and things like that. I really want to like get better at, doing stuff out like landscaping, or, Claire just got me a grill for Christmas. So going to do more of the dad stuff of like grilling and making sure all set to go for that. But, and as far as teaching goes, and I don't know, just continue to be that person that kids can look up to and, you know, years down the road say, you know, that was one of my favorite teachers because he listened, wasn't afraid to make a fool of himself and things like that. So I'd say those are my goals and ambitions. And hopefully we get a trip in sometime this year or last year. Took a big trip to Hawaii. So I don't know if that's in the cards this year, but I'd say like, I don't know, some cross-country road trip probably in the summertime. Claire wants to hit all 50 states by the time she's 30. And so she's getting pretty close. So we.
Oh, she's close?
Yeah, I think we got to hit up the Pacific Northwest for her. I've already been out there, but she hasn't yet.
Hit it.
And so.
You're like, oh, we got to go to Missouri.
No. Well, I think we do have to hit the South at some point. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I'm really looking forward to, like, a West Coast or eventually going out to East Coast kind of thing.
Yeah. She's trying to hit all 50, though. There's going to be some.
Yeah, I think she's in the 30s, though.
Cool.
And, I mean, like, East Coast, like, it's. One foul swoop, pretty much.
Right.
I honestly haven't kept track. I'm probably only in like, probably 20. I'm probably like 15, 20.
And it's something, like she said, though, it's like, it's not enough to just drive through it. You actually have to have an experience there.
Yeah.
So you do something like not cool. just,
right.
I don't know, stop at a gas station. That's not really a true experience, but have something that you can look back on. So, it's probably in the works, but.
It's fun, like the perspective, like, every state's a little different, even though all one, you know, United States, like, it's definitely very wild. Like, there's weird cultural and vibes and...
Well, I mean, think of, like, it's just such an interesting thing to compare, like, life here in the United States versus Europe.
Well, we're so much...
Because we're so much bigger than the, you know, because states
in Europe, like, states in the U.S. are, like, countries in Europe. Like,
exactly.
Like, you cross... that close different country, they speak a different language. Like,
right, and they have totally different
and
like,
we're all like
culture.
One united thing, but we're also very different. Like,
yeah, and I think you get...
Wait, you mean the people in northern Wisconsin aren't the same as the people in Miami? You're saying there's a difference?
I am, but they're, you know, most people are different.
Gosh. Yeah. Well, I got a quick story to share about a lost purse and how small town life is... pretty amazing. So Claire lost her purse on Saturday, and she didn't realize it till Monday, because most of the time I just carry my wallet on me, and so like she doesn't have to worry about carrying her purse or anything like that. So she didn't realize.
You're saying
it was missing
you buy everything.
Well, no, I mean it's our money.
He's rolling deep with that teacher salary.
Yeah, right.
Just like, yeah, got that bankroll.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's like, I got this.
Just licks his finger and peels off hundreds.
She doesn't even bring. She doesn't even bring her purse.
Got that cereal box tab money. That's what they bring it all in
Dalton
for.
Dalton just usually walks and throws a few hundreds at someone's face, and then just walks into wherever it is, and they're like, "It's Backroads Coffee."
Yeah,
just throws $300 down. Just take it.
Just a real high roller, you know. But it was one of those things where I don't know. You can't find something. It's just the most. I don't know, debilitating feeling.
And your personal effect, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and just like, all right, well, she would have to get a new ID and credit card and things like that. So, but anyways, I called all these different businesses that we might have been at over the weekend, and nobody had any luck or had anything turned in. And so finally I went to Backroads on, it was Wednesday. Yeah, it was yesterday. And I was like, all right, this is the last ditch effort. This is the last place it could be. Wasn't in the house, wasn't in the car. And it was right where Claire was sitting, like right by the power cords, and nothing was touched. It was still there. I asked this lady for it, and she was like, yeah, this isn't mine. And sure enough, it was Claire's purse. Did a heel click and went to work.
Was it like somewhat out of the way?
A little bit.
Okay, because I was going to like, say, like, there's maybe like some questionable, like the cleaning staff.
Right.
Like, anyone?
Right. No, but it was like, yeah, yeah. Tucked down on the floor kind of thing. Like, you'd actually have to look for it. But it was just surprising that it went almost a week and
right,
it wasn't missing. So I'm thankful for small town life in that regard.
Yeah.
I mean, if I would have saw it, I would have snagged that.
Be like, all these mysterious purchases. Where would you go?
Right. He just takes ID. Claire Hassel throws it out in the garbage and then just who's starts that? Spending some money.
Yeah. So what if you had Claire's credit card, what's the first thing you're buying?
Is this like me you as just, my personality or am I being criminal, Ian?
No, well, whatever.
Go inside the mind of the
criminal. You just found it. Yeah. You don't know whose it is, but.
Wait, but I thought but you said I know it is.
Well, that'd be mean. You wouldn't do that. You're just being
so
a criminal.
So you're saying if I found right. it, but I didn't you're know like, whose it was.
Yeah, you're like, fuck it. What are you doing? Yourself.
Like, are you wanting me to have like fun with this?
Yeah.
Or get a real answer? Because the real answer is so boring.
What are you going
to
do?
I turn it in, you know?
No.
But if I'm being like Richie Rich.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I got blank or blank
check. You get blank checked from Disney Channel.
Okay. Yeah.
But you don't know how much money is on the debit card, like debit, like credit. Like, what's your plan? You book a hotel, I would say. You go to Duluth.
Well,
and there's zero consequences. Are we saying zero
sushi?
Consequences?
Zero consequences? Gosh, wow, that's, I don't know. I feel like,
no, there's consequences, so you gotta, like.
Oh, there is? So you have to calculate that, so we're on the run.
It's gotta be worth it. Like, you gotta ball out. Like,
I feel like I'm
flying. Buying yourself,
I feel
like
I'm flying somewhere.
Are you buying skis? Like, some nice. You buying like expensive.
He's
like,
registering for the Berkey with the stolen credit card.
right. I think I'd be traveling. I'd be like, I'm getting a ticket. I'm going somewhere. I'm going to Europe or I'm going.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go to Amsterdam or something.
Yeah, I think that's a move.
I don't know. Yeah, it's hard for me to say, I guess.
Because you're not a criminal. You're right. Feeling bad about it. But,
right.
But if you're just
that's
like.
That's important.
You
that
just
this
got
is said aloud.
I am not a criminal.
I'm not a crook.
Yep.
I don't know.
Okay.
What about you, James?
Oh, just everyday life.
You're a criminal?
No.
No, what are you doing with the credit card?
Yeah.
I'm just going to. Go to the Mock, have a couple. Go to TNT's.
They don't take cards at the Mock.
They don't. You got to go to the ATM for that.
Yeah, right. You got to know the pin.
Yeah, that's not going to work. You got to go to
the
bar.
The jig is up, James.
You got to go to the bar
the jig
where
is
you can
up.
Run up a tab.
Right. You're right.
And around here, have you had the experience of bringing friends who are like from, like used to living in an urban area and bringing them to drink in like small town? And like go out and we like you go buy a round of drinks for everybody and then you hand like a $20 bill and you get change back and they're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
You know, because they're used to like beer, you know, like drinks being like $10 a piece or something.
It was almost always disrespectful.
You feel like a baller.
Right. Oh, yeah. You can like.
Well, even at like Minnow, like when I bartended Minnow, it was like.
And the Minnow's not a cheap place to drink. I mean, I'm not saying it's expensive.
Their beers
it's not
are.
Like it's not a dirt cheap place to drink. Like beers aren't $2 there.
No, but
you know, like I grew up like,
but they're
know,
like
go to a small town or go to the Flowage or
you
something
get
like that.
Some
get like a
cheap that's
beers
true.
Where like $2, $3 or something like that. Where oh, like literally you could buy a round for six people with a 20 and leave a tip.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. And they'd just be like, and it's like kind of, you're like patronizing, but at the same time you're like, well, yeah, just tip the difference. Like you're used to paying $7 a beer.
Right.
There are $2.50 here. Like.
Right.
Yeah, it is insane. Like, see their brain just like be like,
what?
They can't really compute it.
Yeah.
That's preposterous.
And then they're like, that's why we come up here, baby. And they like, then they're like,
once a year. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, fuck it all, bro. Like five. They're like, yeah. And they're like, ah, fuck. Like, yeah. They're right.
It's usually Berkey.
Okay. It's more like,
or the summer.
Just yeah. Anytime in the summer, you bartend.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get these rich, like, they're rich, and then they're like, rich people love saving money.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, broke people are just like, just happy.
Isn't that the worst? People who don't have a lot of money are so generous with it.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have much money, like, when you had, like, no money, you go out to the bar, you're like, let me, I got you. I got your drink. I'm always buying your drink. And then, like, people who are really wealthy be like, that's $6.75. All right, here's $7. Keep it. You know, right. Like.
So we've reached the halfway point in our show, and I just want to give you this small reminder that if you're planning on traveling this summer, to make Hayward one of your destinations and the Northwoods of Wisconsin one of your destinations. There's plenty of things to do here, like we've previously talked about on the show, from different outdoor activities to different places that you'll eat at and different local small businesses that you'll shop at. There's plenty to do and explore here in the Northwoods of Wisconsin. So we hope you visit us sometime soon. And if you do, be sure to hit us up on either our Facebook page or our Instagram page at the Northern Nerd. And we'd be happy to maybe give you a little tour of the area and show you around and hang out for a bit. So we appreciate you listening to the show. And now let's get back to it.
So I guess we could transition to Rex.
Can we start hating on rich people?
Yeah. Just no, like
the all cake the, eaters for coming for you.
I guess like for Rex, I just watched the, it's on Netflix. It's like Kai, the hitchhiking hatchet, the homeless hatchet.
I remember that interview.
He went viral. Do you remember?
Smash.
Like, smash. Smash. Smash.
And smash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a
Documentary,
Netflix documentary
on him?
About him.
Is he still alive?
How? Yeah. Yeah, he's alive, but he's in jail.
I mean, he got convicted of murder. I would assume.
Well, they put him up. Yeah, he did.
He literally said smash, smash.
No, he didn't get convicted for murder. He like went scot free for like the what he went viral for, the smash, smash, smash.
Because it was in self defense.
Yeah, and he's like saved some people.
Okay.
But he was a messed up dude, and became super famous. He was on Jimmy Kimmel, like,
yeah,
he was like celebrated. He went viral, like the early internet, like the early YouTube, like 2014.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, like there was like the auto-tune remixes of him, like smash, smash.
That's how you know you made it, when you get auto-tune remixed.
Yeah, you're doing well.
It's like the.
But yeah, he ended up murdering someone else like later on.
Cold-blooded killer.
So, but yeah, it's worth watching though. It's really cool.
Okay.
Even
after knowing. Yeah.
It's a good.
Reminds me of hopefully the corn kid doesn't do that when he grows up. It's cold.
Just people that just end up viral and they're like, how do they end up, like, how's the rest of
their
life?
Are they now? Yeah.
It's like they're only famous for one reason. It's not like they're like.
Yeah.
It's not like they're viral for being a great singer, because that could lead to a record contract.
Uh-huh.
It's like they're famous for like
this incident where something happened. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of like it like sticks with them. It's probably stressful. Like.
Yeah, for sure.
They get recognized. They get.
Hey, you're that Smash guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I recently got into Ted Lasso, and I've been loving it.
It's very
I've watched 2 seasons of it.
I think
I'm on episode 10 of season 2.
I think we told you. I think we wrecked.
You wrecked Ted Lasso. I mean, not wrecked it, but recommended it to me.
Yeah, I think we wrecked it to you. Or like, this is fully a.
Yeah.
It's definitely a show.
No, I love it. Like, it's been really fun to watch. And it's not so much like where you have to know the sport of soccer to be able to pick up on it.
But
like, you're watching it. From like Ted Lasso's perspective, I'm almost like I'm learning this game as same as he is learning this game.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just been really good and a fun storyline. And
I was worried that it was a little too just everything's awesome, like boring, kind of. It was just like happy for the sake of being happy.
That's how I live my life, James.
Yeah, and I hate you too. So
yeah,
I was gonna hate that as well.
Instead of Led Tasso, his alter ego.
They threw a little.
He comes out.
They threw a little nuance on the second season. They do. They had a little darkness. A little
spice.
A little spice.
Panic attacks. And
they had the coach, like the coach single episode. That was my favorite episode.
The
like
beard?
The beard.
I just watched that. Like last night.
So cool.
Yeah.
Such a cool, like.
He's an interesting character. Yeah. I like him a lot. Right.
So I thought if it was just going to be him being like, it was all cheery, like his little whims and
yeah
things all the time. I was like, all right. It's fun, but I think it got better as it went on. So
I have noticed that I've started swearing more, like because of watching that show. Because of what's his name, Kent, Roy Kent.
Yeah,
he swears so much.
He's here. Kent's the best. He's there. He's every fucking where. Roy Kent.
Yeah, and so I gotta like check myself. I obviously like there's as soon as I walk into the school building, like I there's nothing that I would
can
say,
you swear but, for like, us right now. You was a good
on command, man.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Awkward.
Yeah, I feel like the situation would have.
Yeah, what are you gonna say?
Are you a snow mosquito holding me against my will?
Just call me a bitch right now. Do it.
No.
Shit.
Yeah, I can't do it, James. The situation will have to call for it. But I don't know. It's
Ted Lasso.
Yeah, it's one of those. One of those shows that I've really enjoyed and have contemplated getting like a believe sign to put in my classroom.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You got a rec?
We're talking shows?
Right now,
everything,
yeah.
Everything, yeah.
I have found...
Just whatever you're digging in life.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I've got kind of grooving that has... I know I've mentioned this before, and it's one of the few shows... I don't know if you're a person... Do you rewatch shows? You rewatch like shows you've seen before, much?
A little bit, not a great.
I rewatch sitcoms and comedies, okay. And like.
How about yeah? Have you rewatched like a drama show or something?
The only ones I would have done that with is Game of Thrones and like Soprano, like my favorite of all time.
Okay,
but
I haven't.
I really haven't. Either that I can think of. Like, there's some movies that I will do that with, but I just recently started on a show again. It's not even that. It's not an old show or anything. It's Legion.
Okay.
It came out on FX. I want to say it was like 2014, 15, somewhere in that ballpark. And
this is a rewatch?
I think it's three seasons. Yeah, so I'm rewatching it now.
And you liked it.
I liked it so much.
But
that
you have a new.
I felt like I had to come back to it because it's one of those shows. If you've never heard of it, if you're unfamiliar,
it's under like the it's a graphic novel. Like it's under like
it's
the
Marvel
it's universe,
X-Men,
right?
Like it's under the Marvel umbrella and then
or
under the
DC?
X-Men umbrella. But it is unrecognizable to anything within the Marvel canon as far as the way it's made, like the MCU. If you're familiar, it's not at all like that. It's Noah Hawley did it, and he's the guy who did all the Fargo remakes on FX. So it's a similar visual styling to that. Like there's definitely an aesthetic to the way that it's filmed, but it's also like super surreal. It has an amazing soundtrack, it's really good, and then like some of the key main characters in it are Aubrey Plaza is in there. Jean Smart. So if you watched Hacks, which I think I've mentioned as a rec on here before too, Hacks is great. And then there's a few other people, but it's sort of like the Legion is a character. He's a mutant and he has these powers. But I think the principle of the show deals with like the idea of psychosis and mental illness because there's, you know, he has these powers and it's like the idea of what's real or not. So it's a trippy show. It's absolutely not for everyone. It's sort of like a sour beer. Like you either love it and you're like, oh my God, this is so amazing. Or you try and you're like, what the hell is this? You know, it's a similar love or hate. And I don't think I could universally recommend it because there's some people would watch and be like, wait, you like this thing? But it's, I don't know. It's very like layered. So I think it's a show that, it's like a mystery where it's you benefit from seeing it a second time because you're like, oh, this makes so much more sense after having like seen it the first time. So I've been into that. So that's my show rec right now.
I would say two other movie. These would be movies. They both fall in the same. They both fall in the same category. They're kind of satire comedies. Kind of. exposing the rich and how they are just obnoxious and how they abuse, like how they're just not good people. But Triangle of Sadness, awesome movie. Woody Harrelson's like the only like known actor in it. But it's just a really like, it's a wild movie. It's all these rich people on a yacht, and the yacht gets essentially crashes, and they're all stranded on an island. And just, it just shows how worthless people that have never had to work in their life can be, and just kind of flips on their head. But then the other is The Menu.
I'm excited to see this.
And I super recommend this. The Menu kind of exposes like the Michelin star, 5-star dining culture. Like how much money people pay to go to these. And it kind of makes fun of them. But it's also, it's like a horror movie. Like the person there is a psycho that he just lures them in. So it goes from there. I don't want to spoil much. It's a must watch.
That's Ralph Fiennes, right?
Yeah.
The lead.
And then it's the girl from Queen's Gambit, yeah.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah. It's really good. It's kind of marketed, it's kind of horror movie meets a comedy meets a satire.
It looks
same
great.
With Triangle.
I'm so excited to watch it.
But it's basically both are like satires of like the ridiculous, like of how much is enough with the wealth and the over the top. So I would wreck both those movies. They're both very well made.
Yeah. I haven't watched too many movies lately. Like mostly around Christmas time, it was like watching your regulars like Home Alone and A Christmas Story, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, all those kind of classic ones. But I'd recommend like a throwback movie if you haven't watched it in a while. The Iron Giant. It's one of my favorites.
Nice. Okay, yeah, that's, I haven't watched that.
Which, oddly enough, came up in Ted Lasso. Like, they were watching it as a team in season one.
Oh, yeah.
And, I don't know, he's trying to, like, build camaraderie within the team and everything like that. And, yeah, it's one of my favorite movies, I think, with a great message. It's kind of like one of those, like, it wasn't put on by, like, this major, like, didn't have this great backing or anything like that, but had, like, a great... I'd say like voice actors, like oddly enough, Vin Diesel was the robot, like the Iron Giant.
Right.
And he voiced Groot as well.
Yeah.
And then you had Jennifer Aniston as the mom. And then Harry Connick Jr. as like the male lead that kind of like sparked something, not only with Hogarth Hughes' mom, but also just like in the storyline in general. And then Shooter McGavin, the guy that played Shooter McGavin.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know his name.
I know,
but I recognize
about.
The voice. He was like the main detective in it. But anyways, I think if you haven't seen that one in a while, or if you haven't seen it in general, recommend The Iron Giant. And then as far as music goes, I haven't really been, I don't know, nothing really like too new that I've been listening to. I've been listening to a lot of like 60s music for some reason, like Sam Cooke, Gladys Knight.
Yeah.
I'd say like Smokey Robinson,
60s soul, Motown.
I don't know, for whatever reason,
that is
all of a sudden I just like dipped into it one day
because it's like the best music ever.
Yeah, I think it was like around Thanksgiving because I don't know, you just want to feel warm, cozier, like cooking in the kitchen, things like that. And
60s soul and R&B, like in my opinion, like it never is wrong. Like no one ever puts on and be like, ah, change this.
Right.
Like no one ever wants to change Otis Redding or Sam Cooke or, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks.
Good job, Dalton.
And if you're looking for like a really good movie soundtrack that has a lot of that soul music, The Big Chill, like hit it. Like I have that vinyl, and it's just I heard it through the grapevine, and just Good Lovin', and just a bunch of good stuff like that on there. Whew. Productive Sunday in the Hessel household when that thing is on.
I have a couple other movie recs that popped into my head. I've become aware that, like, I don't know if there's certain movie, if you find like certain directors or things like that that you just get drawn to just because the way they kind of put it on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
I found that I think I'm a sucker for David O. Russell, who did, Silver Linings Playbook and American Hustle, and then most recently Amsterdam and a couple other ones. So like I just recently watched Amsterdam, which like I really enjoyed. We James and I talked about this. You thought it was a little too much, which I could it was like, it, I could agree. I heard one piece of feedback on it that maybe it could have been a limited series as opposed to a movie, and it might have worked better because there was so much content to the story that it felt maybe a little bit rushed. But like the filming, the way it's shot, like for me, it's just like I'm totally hooked, and I just put on.
I think like same thing with American Hustle. I was like, great actors, it looks great, just don't. I think same for me, at least. It was the same. I was like, I don't know what's going on, at least.
Like, well, and I just watched American Hustle with Ashley like two nights ago or something. And for me, the soundtrack set in the late 70s, Steely Dan.
Cast is insane.
And it got nominated for 10 awards, all the main acting categories. It won nothing.
Yeah.
And I think part of it was because it was so good all around, but there was not one specific thing that maybe made it stand out so much above anything else. But for me, like, just to rewatch, like, the character, I like the character acting. Because, I don't know, it's different. Like, sometimes a movie's great because the story is so good and the characters aren't that significant, but the storytelling is just so good. And then there's sometimes that where it's the characters are so interesting and the story doesn't really even matter. Like what actually happens, it's the actual storytelling. And I feel like that's maybe more the case with that movie. Like it's the setting and like the texture of it. Like you feel like you're in that time frame. So I don't know. Anyway, that's been one that's like I think a good rewatch. And then that new movie Amsterdam that just came out with, you know, it's got a little Tay Tay and Margot Robbie. Holy shit,
she's a superstar.
I think Margot Robbie,
she might be number one.
I think she's gonna be the Meryl Streep of our like of this generation. Like she will end up going down as like one of the great actresses of this generation, because I feel like maybe she got like the whole Harley Quinn, you know.
Well, of course.
Sometimes you get that bag on you of like being like, oh, you're just this actress, but she's so good, just incredible.
Well, I think like going forward, like kind of like where a woman like Angelina Jolie in the early 2000s, it was like Lara Croft. It's starring.
Sure.
She's going to carry movies. Like, it won't be a guy lead. It'll be her. Like, she's in that, or whatever you want to say, like, Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, like, they all had their kind of runs where they could carry a full movie to the box office.
Yeah.
She's going to be that. Like, and that's good. Like, it needs to be more women that can just, like, and she's awesome. Like,
and she's done a lot of, like, and versatile roles, like she played like in I, Tonya. She was in that.
Yeah.
And then
kind of that darker, like more gritty sort of role.
And I guess Babylon's awesome.
I can't wait to see
Everyone's confused though, because it's Amsterdam and Babylon, and they're released a month apart, and they're both kind of older, like
they both have
Margot, so I'm like,
yeah. It's weird how that comes out sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe one tanked for the other, like, because people are just confused, because I guess Babylon's one of the best movies of the year, but it bombed in the box office, and it has Margot, Leo, like...
Right.
Brad Pitt.
Or Brad, like, it has all the actors in it, but...
Mm-hmm. Movies are interesting that way, and how they're received, like, whether you rush out to the theaters, or it's something that has, like, significant success, streaming, or...
Well,
DVD sales.
But, like, to me, it's way more appealing to go see that than, like, the new Avatar. But I guess that's spectacle. So theaters bring out, you need a spectacle, I guess. Like, people like to watch stuff at home. Avatar is a spectacle. Like, it's such a, and that's why that's going to set all the records. Like, Top Gun Maverick.
I was just going to bring that
spectacle.
Up.
Spectacle.
You have to watch that in the theater.
Yeah.
Like,
I
where
watched
else
it at home and I was like,
sound?
I watched it at home and I was like, yeah, it's fine.
Would have been better in the theater, yeah.
With the energy of like going forward into it, excited.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that went out to it were excited to watch it. I was just like, yeah, like I should watch it.
Yeah.
Like I just watched it like last week. Fine movie.
Mm-hmm.
Very fine movie. But
yeah. I feel like there's, yeah, just ones that you definitely have to go see in the theater.
Like I want to watch the Avatar movie in theaters, cause right. But it's 3 hours. I'm like, but the new
go
one.
Go to matinee, man.
We just about did it this week. In fact, I was like making plans with Dalton this week. And I said, sorry, I got canceled because we're going to go to Avatar. And then my day got away from me and it didn't happen. So
I think it's the only way to do it now.
As I've gotten, well, I'm only 27, but matinees are where it's at. You go if you're able to go on a Tuesday. Like
I love the idea of like putting your phone away, like sitting there. Like I think it's awesome, but it has to take a movie that I want to see. Like I'm not gonna go for.
Oh yeah,
we've gotten so spoiled with the streaming services now at home. Like
most of them go straight to.
Just like yeah. Sometimes it just pops right up, and then other times you're like, oh, that's coming out in 3 weeks for free, or on your. You know, budget of $180 that we're paying in streaming service. This is what I saw forthcoming years ago.
Yeah.
There was a transition period there where, you know, there was cable and you had to pay to get the channels you wanted, and it grew and it grew and it grew, and pretty soon you pay a huge amount. And then it became like sort of like minutes on your phone. You used to have to buy your minutes, and then eventually it became it's unlimited minutes, and it's way cheaper than what it used to be. And that's what cable became. You have 18,000 channels for $30 a month. And you're like, well, I don't want 18,000. I want 7, you know. And then the streaming started. And then it was pretty soon. It's like, okay, you can get one service and it's $10. And then now it's like, well, you got this. Why does it, like Ted Lasso is the only reason 80% of the people have Apple TV.
It's the only reason I have it.
They carry it, you know, because of that. And, you know, like a bunch of these other series – Atlanta carries Hulu and probably a lot of other shows like that, where it's just like, and then all of a sudden you realize you signed up for these things, and now like between that, now your sort of entertainment bill is $120 or $150 or who knows what it is. You don't even know because it's just automatically being billed every month, and so it's like you have to go through and cull the list. Like I might have to get rid of Disney Plus here. There hasn't been anything I've watched on Disney.
Yeah, you're
know what they're going to do? No, that's because they're dropping Wakanda Forever on February 1st, and I didn't go see it in theaters.
They're like, oh.
They got me.
Your monthly bill.
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, let's get that booked in.
Oh,
yeah.
They plan so well.
Out on January 31st.
The idea of paying $120 a month for cable.
Yeah, for one service. You wouldn't
you're
do
like,
it.
You're like, you fucking crazy.
You'll pay it 10 different ways.
You'll pay 10 different services $12 a month.
Right. It's because they all get you with their original series.
They do.
That's
the programming is like we are in the most beautifully distracted time in the whole world, and it's probably necessary because it appears also as if the world is on fire and we're in a car that's on fire, but at least the programming is incredible.
Is mint.
Yeah, it's like if the analogy of the world right now is like we're little kids sitting in the back seat of the minivan. And the people who are driving it fell asleep, and we've crashed into a tree, and the car is on fire. But we're watching something so compelling on DVD that like you just don't even mind that everything is just burning to the ground.
You're like, I think we're watching The Jungle Book. Here we go.
Right. The Rock's got something new. Oh, can I talk about it? All right. Hot takes.
Ooh.
Hot takes.
Right, hot takes.
Feeling hot, hot.
Let's go.
I don't know this. I don't know if this is that much of a hot take, but Black Adam sucked. It was a terrible movie. It just, I love The Rock.
I'm witnessing a dabbing right
preach,
now.
Preach.
I just hated it. It was so bad.
It sucked.
And DC just has really laid some fat, stinky eggs.
They've never
the
hit.
Box. No, I won't say they never hit. Wonder Woman, they've done well with Wonder Woman.
Yes, okay.
Some of the Superman movies were quite good. You know, the Batman franchise in the current era is shaky, but previously was good. The current stuff that they've been trying to put together, this Black Adam project was a disaster. It was almost as bad as...
Green Lantern?
Well, Green Lantern was real bad. oh, God, why am I blanking on it? Aquaman.
Yeah.
Aquaman was horrible. In both cases, the leading character, The Rock and Jason Momoa, did as good as they could, and they were the best thing about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the movie was like, what is this trash?
Yeah.
This is just garbage. Mm-hmm. Black Adam.
Black Adam
overall.
Was very bad.
You have to drink a lot of Terramana tequila to make that movie
was a mess.
Doable.
That was and a mess. Couple it with Malort and you're the way you go. Any hot takes for you, James?
Ah, fuck.
Did you hate Taylor Swift's new album?
I
don't even think you can say you did.
I hate Taylor Swift in general.
But you actually liked her new album, didn't
you?
No,
I like the one song, the Anti-Hero is catchy. Right. Whatever.
It's like, me. You don't want to like it, but you
Hi,
do.
I'm the problem, it's me.
Oh, you guys are singing now?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I actually... So,
it's part of our
look
program.
At this graph.
Can...
Look at this photograph.
Are we taking Nickelback?
We're going. It's I mean, always,
we always
comes back
to that.
To Nickelback.
Yeah. And they say that.
How about some Creed?
Can you take me higher?
You know who needs to form a band is Chad Kroeger and Scott Stat.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Call it the
Creed back.
Nickel Creed.
Yeah.
I want my Creed back.
Yeah. I want my Creed back.
So,
anyway, back to you, James.
Yeah. What's your hot take? Us?
This podcast. Yes.
Fucking Taylor sucked. Swift album. I bought it for Bree for Christmas.
Okay.
The record. I bought it the record.
On vinyl. Okay.
Midnight?
Vinyl. Yeah. And we listened to it. I was like, all right, I'm going to be cool about this. I'm not going to complain. Be cool. I'm going to nod my head. I'm going to sing. I didn't sing, but I was going to pretend to sing. I don't know the words.
You wanted to be into it.
Yeah, I was like, this is fucking cool. Hot takes. Oh, boy. How do you guys feel about the Packers? Aaron Rodgers.
Thought you weren't going to bring it up, James.
I think they're kind of trash.
It's your take?
I'm gonna.
Yeah, I think they're like poison.
I'm gonna say. Well, no, you go ahead. I feel like you have more productive
content. Defend your team.
My input is so minuscule.
Well, they let a small errors stack up over the season and then never address them. Like Joe Barry has been like it. Like he did just enough at the end of the season, like for him to keep his job. The
defense coordinator.
But, yeah, but then
they were soft
again
all
next
year.
Next year, it's going to be the same thing. It's like, oh, how come we're having so many problems at defense?
They have 7 first-rounders
yeah.
on their defense, and they weren't a great defense.
No.
Until they only had a 2-week span.
Mm-hmm. And so
Packers,
I feel like
suck.
There's too many egos in the locker room is where they kind of have a problem. Like, if you take a look at the Detroit Lions, or take a look at, like, I don't know, a lot of – just a lot of teams in the NFL that have like a younger, inexperienced quarterback, it's a lot easier to root for them than Aaron Rodgers. Now, I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers hasn't done great things for the Packers, but they're just like, I don't know, you just like see the passion that they play with, and it's not like the eye rolls. It's like, come on, we can do this, like firing up their guys on the sidelines. I don't know. I just have an easier time rooting for those kind of players and people rather than like, God, it's like their fault or like, I don't know, just the body language is a lot.
I think also like, hot take, you're like when you're on a plane and the second the plane lands, like you landed, you're happy. The person that stands up in the back row and tries to like grab their stuff, like they're going to get out of there quick.
Out of there.
It's like,
sit down.
I fucking hate those. I hate that person so much. Cause like, I've sat next to that person, so their ass is just, like, right in your face, like, if you're sitting right next to them.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not getting off this for 20 minutes, and you're just going right. to stand and just be aggressive.
So 2023 James is going to, like, put them in their place?
Maybe, yeah, because I need to be less nice to people.
Yeah, less nice.
So I'm saying we're going to hold you to that.
Yeah, it should just be rude. Be like, hey, I don't appreciate – your ass in my face standing.
It's too nice. Too nice. Try it again.
Yeah, try it.
Hey, dumb person.
Still too nice.
All right.
Yeah. But we know what you're saying.
Be real.
It is annoying.
Sit down.
Sit down, you fucking scum of the earth.
Just lay into Just attack them so personally.
You think you're special? You know what fucking row you're in?
you're in economy.
Yeah.
Brother.
James is going to take this too far this
you
year.
You see how many
gonna be
goddamn
ruthless.
People are in front of you? You're standing grabbing your luggage like you think you're going to get the fuck out of here in the next 10 fucking minutes? Oh, you in a hurry? What are you in a hurry for? Continue your sad fucking life in a different goddamn state? Jesus
James
Christ.
He's going to take it too far.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a trail of tears everywhere you walk. You're just going to, like, there's the one, John Mulaney has this one stand-up bit of, like, how he talks about how eighth graders are the meanest people ever because they're ruth. They're, like, they're mean but in an accurate way where they pick out the thing that you hate most about yourself. So, like, that's going to be used, like, walking by and be like, oh, your face looks weird, you know, like just savage insults to people and just like crushing their self-confidence.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like you're in a hurry to run away from your kids that you haven't seen in 3 months?
Gosh.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. Not talking about one person in particular. Just everyone in general.
Mm-hmm. And...
Should we do? You got any?
We got.
Hot take could be anti-rants. Like you could wreck anti-rex. You could be like, don't watch this.
I feel
this.
Like we've done that. Oh, you're saying don't watch this show because it sucks.
Yeah,
got it.
Because he's like Dalton's not much of a like a rant guy, but he'd be like,
I'm more of a
lukewarm
take.
It could be that could be like Dalton's New Year's resolution.
Rant more.
Like hate things more.
Yeah, just rant or like, but. You could just like casually
be
like,
positive.
Man, like, that's hard.
You're like, don't watch the Will Ferrell, Ryan Reynolds Christmas Story movie. It's garbage.
Spirited. That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, no, you'd love that.
I did. Had a lot of catchy tunes.
Dalton's resolution this year: be less happy. Like, I just want to not be so happy.
I did make a playlist called Sad Teacher Anthems, and I listen to it quite often.
Mine
it's
was
a lot of,
like
punk rock stuff.
Stop holding the door for people because they don't thank you enough and they don't rush. Enough to, like, I hold doors for people all day.
The fake run up to the door.
I do it. If someone, like,
everybody does it who has any sense of common courtesy. If someone holds the door, you do this run, but it doesn't make you move any faster, but you move your whole body. It's like the arms and the legs are all in your, like,
it's like a fake
jog.
They're, like, important. You're like, oh, thanks.
It's like the same walk that you do when a car stops for you in traffic.
Yeah,
you don't go any faster to get across the street, but looks like you're going
faster.
You
wave and then you just go like...
Like you wave and it's sort of like this kind of run, walk, you know, sprawl of legs and arms that's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I would say my rant is... I'm going to say people... That, like, don't prepare for things. Like, try to be a little more.
Are you talking about our podcast?
No,
right now?
Talking about me specifically.
I was like, holy shit! I was like, fuck.
Like when it comes to like
last podcast.
No,
it's like I'm people that
about,
don't
like,
prepare for things.
Or it's as a DJ.
I'm looking right at them.
People reach out to me, but it's like they'll reach out like a week beforehand, saying, "Hey, can you DJ this event?" I'm like, this is a week before. Your, I don't know, whatever it is, maybe, hopefully it's not their wedding. I've never had like someone a week before their wedding say, hey, can you DJ my wedding? But like, I don't know, different events and things like that.
Which, speaking of, what are you doing next week?
Yeah. No, I don't know. It's one of those things where I wish people were more prepared when it comes to those kind of things. Because I feel terrible like saying like, well, sorry, I like already have plans. Like, whether it's a DJ thing or not, or like family plans. I don't know. Yeah. Something that just upsets
what's the
me.
Least amount of money you've made DJing a wedding, and what's the most amount of money you've made DJing a wedding?
That's a very specific question.
Least amount of free.
A lot of frees.
I mean, like,
mostly free.
I'd say.
Did they take care of like your gas money and like your flight? Not.
I've never had to fly anywhere.
You never
had to
fly.
I did drive to Indiana once. That was fun.
And that was a free.
No, that wasn't free.
Okay.
That
cost $20,000.
Yeah. paid off my student loans.
You don't have to say amount. You can just joke about it. But
no, I'd say, I mean, like, I've DJed like family member stuff and friends from college and things like that for free. But then, I don't know, I've done different bigger things that I've been proud of, like DJing out of the Red Bull truck for Murky. That was pretty fun.
Is that like,
that's when I was in college.
Somewhere near $1,000. You don't have to say over or under.
Or I'd say not like
even close over.
Over $1,000 would be a bigger one for like for me, as far as like weddings go or things like that.
Yeah, my guy.
I don't know. I enjoy it a lot. I see the prediction for 2023. This is my last year like DJing full time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're gonna go exclusive.
Yeah.
So that means only. If you do a pop up show, you're gonna be like was it like DJ Danger Mouse or something like that? You just like pop up and people are like, oh shit, he's here.
I feel like this is my last like year of DJing.
You're going to the rave circuit.
Yeah, underground raves.
Like secret raves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get like the text the night of.
Right.
You're gonna go
DJ
like,
Dalton.
You're gonna go Instagram live with a, like a mask on, like some crazy mask. You're like, I gotta just feed the people this shit. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. I like weddings, but last year I hit a milestone of DJing, like my 100th wedding. And I was proud of that, but I feel like, I don't know, there's just different things in store as far as
any of the weddings you've DJed, have they been divorced already?
Wow. Four.
Oh my god.
I've DJed over 100 weddings though, James. That's pretty good odds.
Four? You knew right away four of
I've kept track. You don't think I keep stats? You don't
You're
think
like
I keep tabs?
Four are divorced already. Thanks for asking.
I keep up with, I don't know, the couples that I DJed for.
Damn. They didn't make it.
Were you expecting less or more?
I thought you were going to be like none.
Oh, it used to be that for a while.
Because it's young. Like, it's all young people. Like,
I mean, I've DJed for 7 years.
It's true.
He's been in the game.
Yeah, he's like, respect my shit, motherfucker.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a decade.
Yeah.
And that is a pretty damn good average. I've known a number of people that have gotten married and divorced within span of time.
The divorce, like, I think most divorces are like 5 years if they, like, so I was thinking
within
like,
5 years, you mean?
I thought you had none.
Oh, no, for a while I did, but.
How many did you cause?
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Due to your DJing was the thing that broke them up.
I've really, like, so, like, self-reflecting, I probably bombed a couple times. Like, that where there's been a couple times where I've really, the crowd was really obscure and, like, didn't respond to, like, all the, like, the hits kind of thing. Mm. And it, I don't know, I just didn't feel as, like,
do you ever
alive
see that,
at the end of the night.
You ever see that clip like, on YouTube? It's, like, a viral clip. It's, like, this DJ never worked again. And this is a girl like in a wheelchair. It's like, when your legs don't, like they're.
Oh, Ed Sheeran.
It's just like, when your legs don't work, when they used to.
Oh, God.
And it literally the bride was in a wheelchair. Oh, and like that was the song he.
All right. Yeah, that would be terrible. No, I've had like highlights when I've been playing up in the Hawks booth, like for baseball. And this guy bought me like beers the rest of the day. It was at a tournament. And there was like. This big argument between the umpires and some of the players that were out in the field at the time. And I played Why Can't We Be Friends by War. And right. The guy, like this guy from the opposing team comes up. He's like, man, I got your like beers for the rest of the day. I was like, yep. All right, cool.
You had a good one recently at a Hawks game this summer where there was like a questionable call by the umpire and you played, was it Four Non-Blondes? What's Going On?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Just like that's like it's commentary DJing, like basically
like
using,
wonder if anyone gets this
using
one
your platform to just like fill the space, but also like shoot some like interject some comedy into the situation.
And my favorite thing to do is like to play, like I don't know, really corny love songs when the opposing pitcher gets changed out, playing like If You Leave Me Now by Chicago or Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Just so they can't get amped. You're like, oh, I'm pitching to
just dial it down.
Hero by Mariah Carey.
Yeah, My Heart Will Go On.
Carol's Whisper, Fantasy, like.
Mm. Yeah. So there's a lot of fun things that you can do with DJing and like subtle things that you can throw in there.
Right.
Mm. But anyways.
Yeah. We got anything left?
I mean,
shout out
those that are still listening.
Yeah. Our fans. It's been a while. It's been good to do this.
It has
Love
been.
You guys.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Hard to believe it's been so long, but
we promise to do one every 3 days going forward.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's just James.
Maybe quarterly.
I don't want to do that at all. It's a lie. Every 3 years.
Ooh.
Like once every 17 years, like the cicadas.
Yes. We come back like the cicadas, the right. After hours.
Our next episode's going to be, that's the name of the episode, Cicadas.
That's the name of this episode?
Yeah.
So obscure. You really have to wait for. We really make them wait for it,
yeah,
though, this time.
Why is it called Cicadas?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with anything about the show.
What are we, Fallout Boy, naming our tracks?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they did it. They had nothing to do with what they were saying.
Or like Panic at the Disco. It's like all their, that one album, like every song's like, it's like lying is the most fun a girl can have when she's like, you're like, what?
Yeah.
That's the name of the song?
Yeah.
Well, and there's some bands that have that where like their whole thing is to be like the name of the song is basically like a short story or like a, you know, it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite Fall Out Boy titles was our lawyers made the chain of the, made us change the name of this song so we wouldn't get sued.
Yeah.
I love it. Baby.
I'm sorry, man.
That's what you sound like.
Well, I'm reading the whole song title.
I'm glad that you're embracing the not being nice to people anymore.
Mm. Yeah.
We're truly seeing it in
nice to people to begin with.
Whose podcast is this?
Right.
Taking over.
Salty James.
Yeah.
Is this the year of Salty James?
Salty James. Here he is.
In the gang. That's all I got is being nice.
I have no
other redeeming qualities. I won't be invited to anything, which is kind of the goal. That's
right,
the goal
that's
of something.
Saying. Your goal is to be the hermit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to lay low.
Well,
I don't like you.
Yeah.
We're not friends.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming on the podcast and
do you?
Just sharing thoughts. I do. Yeah. I really do, James. It's nice to sit down with you guys. And
I'm glad you dressed up for it.
What are you talking about? Jeans? In a long sleeve?
No, I don't know. I'm just being a dick. I have nothing else.
He's really embracing it.
I don't have it. I can't do it.
This is me swearing. Screw you, James.
Ooh, sick burn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Farewell. We love you. We'll see you
Love you guys. I'll be back from detention in next time we do a podcast in 3 years.
James hates you.
Love you. Yeah, I hate you all. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.